Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Sheila Coley and Mary Hollis, your hosts for this evening. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry is a faith-based support group encouraging widows and help them heal in the years after the loss of their husband. Did you know that nearly 600,000 women lose their husband each year with a traumatic and even scary feeling a new widow can experience? So many questions. Premarital counseling never prepared you for those lonely nights, heartaches, and the many decisions. It doesn't matter whether the marriage was long or short, the loss was from a long illness or an unexpected accident, or how much money is or is not in the bank. What matters is the person you married, shared secrets with, made love with, laughed with, been angry with, and a host of other scenarios is no longer there. The Next Chapter gives widows a unique connection with others who understand why his clothes are still in the closet, his name is still on the bank account, and the grocery shopping is still so difficult. Widows are loved. God has special care for them. 1 Timothy 5:3 says, honor widows that are widows indeed. So we welcome you tonight to our talk show. Tonight, Mary will be talking about the challenges change. Now, we're in a time where there's COVID and there is so many things going on during our pandemic. There's lots of changes that have taken place in our homes, in our workplace, in our health. And so how do we cope with those changes? Those becomes the question. So take a few minutes right before Mary comes on and think about those changes that have occurred in your life. Matter of fact, take a few minutes and write them down. It's even important to think about change as you prepare to write your story for our upcoming book. So we had a session on last Saturday that was just delightful. So think about, hey, what changes have occurred in my life that has been difficult, that has been hard, that has been somewhat unbearable? What has brought tears to your eyes? What has made you feel like, hey, I cannot go on? And get hope and get encouragement tonight as we move forward and talk about the challenges of change. So we're going to defer now to Mary. Mary is going to come on and take over. We're so glad to have you. Remember, we're here every Tuesday night from you for 10 to 10:30. Mary?
Okay. All right. I see where you just clicked me on. Okay. Thank you so much for covering for me. And I saw that you gave them some information that I was going to mention, but you did a great job because you are the one that's doing this workshop. Hello, everyone. Good evening, and sorry for the delay. My computer's trying to tell me that to buy a new computer. No, I'm not ready to buy a new computer yet. So I just have to find out what's causing it to come on so slow, but my internet is working fine. But anyway, thank you so much, Sheila, for covering for me. And, well, everyone, this is Mary Hollis, your host, and I am the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And I do have a message for you. It's the challenge of change. I wanted to give you this message before you start your Memorial Weekend holiday and maybe some of these things you might be thinking about and going through. Well, I'm going to start because it's almost 10 minutes after the hour and we only have 20 more minutes, so let me begin. The challenges of change. You know, change is difficult. And sometimes it could be easy. Change means leaving the familiar behind and stepping into the unknown. But sometimes it can be easy. Sometimes it can be fun. Sometimes it can be sad. It's different for everyone and also the situation. I don't know if anyone likes to do that. One of the most challenging aspects of losing a loved one is that the loss brings about many changes. Changes in the way that you live, and you maybe even change in the way that you think. And most of the time, it's the way that we think. A big part of your journey through grief is adjusting to those changes. And I know it's very difficult for some of you, and some of you, it's things are just, you know, going a little bit better because it's based on the length of time that your husband transitioned. And it could have been months ago. It could have been years ago. It's based on adjusting to those changes. And some of the changes are temporary. And some changes are permanent. The loss may have left a huge hole that affects how you live in your daily life. And you are simply unable to return completely to that former way of doing things. And I know it's been very, very difficult, especially because of the pandemic. This last year, it seemed like the last year has taken away a year from us because every time I start thinking, when I'm talking to someone, I say, I think it's been 2 years. But when you think about it, that 2020 took a year from you. And you have to try to figure out how long has it been? Have you done something? I went to the doctor, had a doctor's appointment. Because that's what I thought about, I think, last week. And I think when I saw also when I went to my last doctor's appointment, and they were asking me about different things when the last time I had this and last time I had that. And I had to sit there for a moment and think about it. And that's what 2020 did to us. It took a year away from us, and we will have to think about how long it has been since we have done certain things, changes. The loss of a loved one can change the dynamic of the entire family. the remaining family members may need to find a new balance as well as it takes on responsibility previously handled by the person who died. You also face the challenges of finding new outlets for the energy and emotion that you use to invest your loved one. You are like a river that dams up and can flow in the direction it wants to go. While you can't replace your loved one, the love, the attention, the energy you gave to them, him or her, new places to go. This may mean deeply existing relationship or making new friends. It may mean starting new hobbies or possibly find a new opportunity or calling in life. Well, for my case, I took on a new hobby when my husband transitioned several years down the road. I always had a desire to, I know you all heard this story before, I had a desire to do floral arrangements, in which I did. I had a business floral arrangement, gift basket, and all of that for about the last 15 years, but I just, excuse me, let me get this thing off my computer here. So that is something that I decided to do, a new hobby, which was to do floral arrangement, gift baskets, and balloons and all that stuff. And some of you, maybe there's something that you've been wanting to do all your life. And now you have the opportunity to think about it, whether you want to go and try that thing. And also new opportunity. Maybe you want to go back to work and do something different. Changes. The challenges of changes. But just think about it and see which direction that you want to go into, which the floral arrangement was wonderful for me because it even though I had the little ones to take care of, it gave me something else to think about. It's something that I've always wanted to do, so I enjoyed it. So it did take a lot of emptiness and loneliness away from me because I was busy doing those things and doing something that I've always wanted to do. And some people may someday mean it points isn't to replaces your loved one. Anything that you do, don't think that it's going to replace your loved one. It is something that you wanted to do all your life. No one else will ever fill that special void, but to find new people or activities for the feelings and emotion you need to give to your loved one, the more you once had invested, the more you have to reinvest. And you have to reinvest. You have to make changes. You have to deal with those challenges in going forward. Another challenge is well-meaning friends or relatives may resist some of the changes they see in you. They may not understand that it is impossible for you to be exactly the same person you were before the loss. Or they may want you to change in a different way. Yes, people do that. They have a way of saying, I thought that she was going to do this. I thought she was going to get over it. Why did she decide to do that? So people do have their own way of thinking and thinking that you should be. So as we continue on, when I continue on, I'm going to tell you at the very end what you should do and what you should not do. But I have a quote here from Abraham Lincoln. And it says, the best thing about the future is that it only comes one day at a time. You hear that? The best thing about the future is that it is only comes one day at a time. You take your time in whatever change that you want to make. Don't let anyone rush you. Quote by Abraham Lincoln. Let me see. More changes. Changes don't have to happen overnight. and they rarely do. If you face with a change that seems overwhelming, try a very gradually approach. Take it in small steps, little by little, day by day. And sometimes, inadvertent, a man said about his loss, who lost his wife, told how at one point he felt very lonely and isolated. He wasn't sure how to begin making new relationships, to begin by simply saying hello to people he passed while walking his dog each evening. Okay. Secondly, as bad as the loss was, the change that results don't have to be all bad. Often growth can occur as a result. I'd like to read the scripture, Romans 8, 38, 39. For I have convicted that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Yes, just knowing that nothing's going to separate our love from Christ and Christ that Jesus has for us too, because he's always there. He's right here, right now. If he's not there, he has his angels dispatched, being there for you, helping you through one day at a time. And what I would like to say also to this change, as you encounter change in your life, tackle them in your own way and in your own time. Nobody knows you better than you. So don't let anyone rush you to change or pressure you to become a certain way. Change in the way you need to change when the time is right for you. So remember that. Don't let people influence you to do something different than the change that you want to make. It is good to hear someone's opinion, how to do certain things and go about certain things. But you make the final decision. Pray, always pray about it and ask God to give you some sort of insight to know when to make the right decision. And I know many of you have heard so many different things from friends, relatives, and co-workers, all of that, telling you what to do. But just knowing that, do what you want to do if you think it's best. Because sometimes when you do things that other people do, you won't be happy in the long run. So always be prayerful in asking God for direction. Yes, listen to others. It is good because when I'm in a conversation with others, it also helped me because sometimes saying you learn something new every day, someone else can say something that, oh, I needed to do that. Wow. Maybe I'll do it that way because that sounds better than the way I was going to do it. So it's always good to hear other people's opinion. But just knowing that, make yourself happy. Do what you want to do. Don't let them influence what they want you to do. But just knowing that most of them do, they care about you. So they're there for you. It's just that sometimes they say the wrong thing and give you the wrong advice. So always be prayerful. And also make sure you get someone, some of you have not heard me because some of you are new, that safe person, a person that you can trust, a person that you can get positive feedback, a person that is Christ-like, all those things because it's important that you do have someone that you can talk to and knowing that you're getting positive feedback and also just listening sometime. But I also want to end this talking about what Jesus says. me your default focus. Try to become conscious of what you think about when your mind is at rest. Many people gravitate towards worry, work, plan, food, pleasure, seeking. Some of these things, thoughts, are useful while others are not. Most people are not very aware of those thoughts during their downtimes. Yeah, our mind just goes all over the place when we're in those downtimes. But I am quite aware of them. That's what Jesus is saying. I am aware of these thoughts that you have. I want you to train your mind to turn towards me more and more. Think about who I am, the Creator, the Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am. Ponder also my amazing, unending love for you. Train your mind to make me your default focus. It's not easy. Ask your Holy Spirit to help you in these challenging endeavors, and He will. However, you will be prepared to cooperate with Him. You need to spend more time in quietness, away from the TV sometimes, away from radio and other distraction or noise. Communicate with me frequently through the day using a short prayer such as, Jesus, draw me near to you, can help you return your focus to me time after time. Also, it is vital to saturate your mind, with my scripture, which is all about me. As you practice these disciplines, you will gradually be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that scripture in Romans 12:2, it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, perfect will. Yes. Remember that. Romans 12:2. Being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if Jesus was here to write now these things, He's encouraging you as you go through these challenges to stay focused on Him. Your focus on Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to do that. Because sometimes our mind wanders, and we wander, and I'm a wanderer. I can be thinking of one thing, and the next thing, I'm thinking about something else. But I sometimes have to pull myself back, reel myself back in to the thought that I was. I can be on the altar praying, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking about something else. Thinking about someone else is more or less someone else. I'm praying about a situation, and I sort of have to pull myself back to what I was, how I was praying to God. So we all have those different situations where our mind just wanders. But just knowing that, keep your focus on the Creator, the Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Jehovah Jireh, our Prince of Peace, our Great Counselor. I mean, all those things, He's there for us. He loves us so. Just keep asking Him to be there and let you feel His presence. And this weekend, I want to encourage you, if you are vaccinated or even you're not, go and hang out at graduation celebration, barbecues, birthday celebration with friends and family. Go for a little while. If you're not in the mood to stay there long, you can leave. Just go for a little while, show your face, and enjoy the food. And when you're ready to go, go. You are not obligated to stay there the entire time. But if you're having fun, by all means, enjoy. So, and just know that Sheila and I are here for you. And even though God loves you so, Sheila and I, the next chapter, love you just almost as much. But we know that God loves you more. And he has all the powers in his hand to help you through all these different challenges and changes of life. So have a great Memorial Weekend. Eat lots of good food. I am hopefully going to enjoy myself. I can't wait to see my son and his family this coming Friday and see my little granddaughter that I haven't seen since she's been born. When she arrives here, she'll be 8 months old. So I am excited about seeing her. Got a grandson and a granddaughter here also. So I can't wait to see them and hug her and just pinch her cheeks and whatever. So it's going to be, God is good, and I'm just praying that they will get here safely with no harm or danger to them. Keep me in prayer and my family as well, and I also keep you in prayer each and every day as I pray on my altar. I love you. And take care. Be blessed. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and good night. Sheila, if you're still on. Sheila, are you still there?
Okay,
good. The reason why I'm not able to turn on the music or sign us off, if you don't mind doing that.
Sure.
And if you want to say anything else to them, you got 1 minute.
I'm going to play the song. I'm going to play I Will Trust.
Okay. Good night, lady.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around and he placed his love on me. And I will trust him, yeah, to heal my life's to do.